Gareth Davies likes to keep fit and told me how he's coping with lockdown for the second time.
For me, I think this second lockdown is a little tougher. And I think that has a lot to do with the time of year as much as anything, related to my sight loss condition, because I have retina pigmentosa. So the amount of daylight that people have at the moment is much more reduced, and what you can do during that time is reduced. So it's a funny one. It seems a bit tougher than the original lockdown period for me personally.
I know that you like to keep active. Do the shorter days have an impact on that for you?
Not really. It's a case of sort of adapting and overcoming that. So I do a lot of stuff in the house still early in the morning, and I put an hour a day in my diary for lunch, which I've been doing over the last few weeks. And during that hour, sort of around 12 o'clock, I'll go out for a run just to ensure that when I get outdoors, because that's really important, otherwise the days just drift by. And secondly, just to keep the fitness up, which is great for you mentally as well as physically. Because come 4 o'clock, for half four, I'd be sort of quite conscious about going outside. It's my sight loss. I think, you know, having a routine is critical in this. And by doing that for myself, I know that I'm going to be doing X, Y, and Z each day. And I know that those things add up to me having that much more positive attitude than I would have done before. Whereas if I didn't have that routine, I would probably become a bit more lethargic. And then it's a slippery slope then into doing not a great deal. We need a bit of structure in our own personal lives at the moment, because I think that's all we have control over. And so again, by having that routine and that structure, we know we can do whatever we can to look after ourselves. I think we can only worry about what we're in control of, and we're in control of what we do on a day-to-day basis, pretty much. So I would certainly recommend people having a routine, even going out for a walk around the block or to the park or wherever. But routine, and most definitely getting outdoors at least once a day, is really good for the soul and lifts the spirits.
We've got a long stretch ahead as we're going into winter. What are you going to be doing to make sure that you keep that motivation going?
It's something that's been in the back of my mind for a while, really, you know, knowing that we're going to go into the winter under these lockdown or semi-lockdown conditions. So I'm actually going to be doing a personal development course in my own time in the evenings, so that I have something different to focus on. I want to sort of keep my mind active. Obviously, you know, work on a daily basis, but just to do something slightly different. It's my body and my mind is then occupied as well as working, you know, so.
What sort of thing do you think you'll be doing with that?
I've done something similar before, about 2 years ago, and it's with a personal development coach called Andy Ramage. So it's all sorts of different theories and philosophies like Stoicism, Buddhism, but about how you can apply that into your life today. So it's, again, going back to things like routines, habits, exercise, you know, setting goals for your personal and professional life. And those goals can be short, medium and long term. It gives those little things to look forward to and to work towards over these dark winter months. And I think we spoke before, earlier on in lockdown, but I'm just really trying to look at this as an opportunity as well, because we are literally locked down. So rather than viewing it as a negative thing, I'm seeing it as, well, okay, how can I use this time to my best advantage? And that's one of the reasons for, you know, doing this course, you know, just to maximise it, really.
I think that is good advice for others, just to get involved in something, I suppose.
Absolutely. And it can be absolutely anything. Getting involved with the community group, doing an online course, listening to sort of different audio book groups, you know, anything really. But to see it as an opportunity, although it's a really bad thing that's going on at the moment, obviously with COVID, it is a time in our lives that we won't have again. So if there is something that people have always wanted to try, I think it's a real good opportunity at the moment to do that. I've seen on social media and stuff, people are just being really creative and doing like things like craft, things that they've always wanted to do, a bit of painting or poetry, or like, as you say, reading or audiobooks. And I think we've got to be kind to ourselves. We're all struggling to one degree or another, and we've all had tougher experiences to one degree or another. So it's about being kind to yourself and treating yourself to trying something that you've always fancied doing or you think will be of benefit to you. I think now is the time just to have a go at it, really, over the winter. And you can do it, you know, in your own home as well. That's the other thing that, you know, because again, particularly people like myself with sight loss and just social distancing and all the rest of it, finding something you can do in your own home in the warmth and the light and really make the most of it. Yes, it is just a really tough time for everybody, and that everybody has their sort of their good days and their bad days, or their good weeks and their bad weeks. And that's perfectly OK, you know, because I think, you know, certainly for people living with sight loss who are living alone and stuff, it can be quite a quiet time. But it's also a time for reflection and, as I say, setting goals and looking forward to the future as well.
Gareth Davies with his ideas on how to cope physically and mentally during lockdown.